Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about the necessity for a man to die to himself. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31 says it this way. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord daily. And he goes on to say, I die daily. I die daily. So I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. See, what a lot of saved people have failed to do in their Christian life is to die to self. We haven't died to ourselves. To die to self and to exalt Christ, yes, if you go out and say, wait a minute, I'm going back to the way of holiness, I'm going back to the way of godly, heavenly standards, I'm going back to biblical standards, I'm going back to the right way, then you're going to have opposition. It'll come from your church, it'll come from your family, it'll come from religious people, it'll come from the world, it'll come so many different ways. I was in a barber chair not too long ago, and the person that was cutting my hair said, it's a new barber, and I invited him to our church. Gave him a gospel tract, and given a gospel tract, said, you're Baptist. Yes. I understand you Baptists aren't allowed to dance. I like to dance. Yeah, and all you could say to her, well, yeah, we do preach against it. But that's just what's necessary to go to heaven, to not dance, and we're not going to get to heaven not dancing. He didn't have much to say, whether it's a he or she cutting your hair. When they get to that point and say, well, I don't have much to say, you're kind of worried about how your hair is going to get cut. But nonetheless, you just sat there. I always say, if they mess it up, it'll grow out again. Okay, so I don't worry about it from that vantage point, but this one cut my hair and not a whole lot of conversation after that. And then I left and, you know, haven't seen the, and I still go to the same shop. I just haven't seen that one in there. So probably didn't make it, but got to die daily to self. So Christian, let me give you five admonitions and just kind of like bullet points here. Number one. Be not silent. By that I mean, be not silent about standing on the word. Be not silent about holiness. Be not silent about standing true to the word of God. Be not silent. We aren't to be silent, my friend. We are to stand and stand true to the word of God. Secondly, be not intimidated. When there are those that say things about you and try to intimidate you, try to embarrass you in front of others, speak down to you, speak behind your back, speak in very hateful words, don't be intimidated. You've got the very Holy Spirit of God in you. You just lean on Him for your strength and power. The third thing, after be not silent and be not intimidated, be not bought off. Don't let them buy you off. Well, look, you got to back off that preacher. You got to back off that Christian. You do, man. If you don't, it's going to cost you your job, or it's going to cost you your kids. It's going to cost you this. It's going to cost you that. I remember a man in the church where I was pastoring. he actually was leaving before I became the pastor, but I'd known him for years. And I was going to that church to pastor. I said, hey, why are you leaving the church? I says, I'll be taking over as pastor pretty soon, you know. And we were friends. He said, I don't want to leave the church. But if I don't, I'm going to lose my wife and my children. Well, you know what? From that point forward, he could never say, God is first, then my family, then my job. He couldn't say that. He knew what was right, and he put family before God. Now, the kids, particularly, had really pushed that. And now I can tell you about some things in their life that I just won't go into here because it may get out to some of those that are out there listening that may hear this and say, oh, I know who he's talking about. So we're not going to go that direction. But don't get bought off. Then the fourth thing, don't be shut up. Oh, they'll say bad things. They'll say all manner of evil against you falsely, even doing it in the name of Jesus. But my friend, let me tell you, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 tells us that's another Jesus. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. It's another Jesus. So do not be shut up in telling the truth. You stick with the truth. You proclaim the truth. And when people try to get you to stop witnessing, when they try to get you to stop standing, you don't allow it to make you stop. Then finally, be not for sale. Well, Pastor, if you'll just change this, we'll donate this much money. Oh, we'll do this for you. Oh, we'll do that for you. Hey, we'll do that, this. And they can do that for a fellow believer. Hey, I can get your son a job. Hey, I can get your daughter employed. I can do this. I can do that. As I heard one old preacher tell when his denomination was trying to get him to change and what they were going to do for him, he slapped his hand on the table and he says, I'm not for sale. And you know what? I got to think about that. If I'm for sale, then my Lord is for sale. I'm selling my Lord, selling him out for my own, what I think is gain. And those who did, who are now with the Lord, if they were saved, of all the regrets of life, those are probably the greatest. Now, I have digressed. I have digressed for a purpose because I want you to see here, when he says here in verse 13, this witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. You know, the Lord wants all his people to be right. He doesn't want anybody to lose out on reward. He doesn't want his people to lose out on things. He doesn't want his people to be the reason other people go to hell because the devil uses their life and their witness and their way. And you'll have all kind of people. He said this witness was true in the text. A witness is one who sees it. Okay, so this witness is true. That witness saw what was going on. So, this is not a discord sower who speaks as one who was there, but really wasn't, really doesn't know what went on. The whole time, they weren't there, but they might have been there part of the time, but they really don't know. God has told them the very thoughts of the person they think. And really, they're claiming deity for themselves. This is the way they think. Oh, they say they love, but they don't really love. You know, when you say that about a preacher or anybody else, you're saying, I have deity. I am able to see a person's heart just like God does. My friend, that is spiritual ignorance at its height. You don't know. And you've been the object of the devil's attack, and you've given in to him. Don't make fellow Christians who have stood the test the object of attack as the devil uses you to do that. And so, when they do that, you know what happens? They are now in the company, in the place of false witnesses. It is always biblical and right to check out the witnesses who report evil reports. If they are right, or they have an agenda. One of my school administrators that I've had here and have here, I learned something from him that I wish I'd learned even much, many years earlier. When you hear gossip, you hear somebody say something about someone else. Okay, who told you that? They stop right there. You know, then that ends it. Wait a minute. You won't tell me who told you that? Then, you know, you're just spreading gossip. You're being discord sower. God calls that an abomination. As you can tell me who's that. Well, when they tell you, then you go to that person. Now, they should come to you. They heard something like that. They come to you and they can tell you. This is what I heard. Is it true? Don't get the attitude, well, you know me. You know, how could that be true? No, you say, no, it's not. Now, they'll accuse you. I remember one time, some people were after one man, and the man's a good man. He actually led more souls to the Lord than that whole group put together. Oh, but they were going to get him. They come to me and said, preacher, he needs to be ran out. He needs to come under church discipline. I went back and checked some, not his Facebook, some other people's Facebook for 4 years. I'm not on Facebook. Nobody can unfriend me, by the way. I'm not on Facebook. But they checked some other people's Facebooks out, went back 4 years, they said. Boy, we found some bad things. Now, the bad things ended up being false accusations. So, they said, would you bring that person under church discipline if we brought them here and we had them with the witnesses, we'd fly them in. Boy, I tell you. And they want to get rid of somebody that's a soul winner. We'll fly them in and have witness. I said, okay, that'll be fine. And I says, look, I'm not on Facebook. I don't know how y'all do that. But I do know somebody that works in Washington, D.C., and I know some people can get me some the best detectives in the world. And they can check the last 4 years to be right on those people that you say are your witnesses. And we'll see what their past is to see if they're reliable.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.